Here's the thing. I live in a small neighborhood. It wasn't like these woods would stretch for miles. A couple acres, maybe, tops. Other people's houses bordered the thick circle of trees like mine, so the worst that could happen was that I'd end up across the woods in someone's backyard. That was what I told myself, anyway. I yanked the backpack strap up my shoulder and unzipped the front compartment, making sure my inhaler was there. It wouldn't buy me a lot of time, but it was better than nothing. I decided the best direction to head was straight back. If I stayed on the path I'd forged, then all I'd have to do to find my way home was turn around, right? Yeah, I guess that's why I'd never make it as a Boy Scout. Of course, as soon as I couldn't see my house anymore, that's when the trees got all squished together like bullies, totally zapping the chance of my walking in a straight line. I stepped over broken branches, around trunks, through prickly bushes. There was no way I'd find my way back now. By just turning around. Each step I took made my shoes suck deeper into mud with a squelching sound, and each time I lifted my feet, it made my chest hurt. A few more yards in, I realized I was in trouble. My chest burned. I tried to ignore it. The pain twisted and coiled around my ribs, not like I couldn't breathe, but like my body didn't want to. Like I was drowning from the inside out. I tried not to think about how fast my heart was beating, and only that totally freaking out was useless. I tried not to croak out a cry, or anything babyish like that. This wasn't my first panic attack. I knew I wasn't really dying, but every time it happened, I had to convince myself all over again. And the attacks had been happening more and more. I tried to focus on what was going on around me. Sunlight trickled through the thick woods. Maybe there was a clearing? The opening was also the reason for the gross mud I was plodding through. Just inside the clearing, there was a stream that cut through the woods. The stream was shallow, only a couple inches deep, but wide, stretching as far as my yard. Sunshine glinted off the water, where it trickled over stones the size of my fist and around large boulders. I'm not dying, I told myself over and over. I'm not dying. It was just a panic attack. I'm okay. I fell to my knees, not caring when they sank into the mud, drenching my pant legs with thick, dark muck. Leaning forward, I plunged my palms into the cool water. I'm okay. The smooth, cold rocks seemed to be pressing back as much as my hands pushed against them. I'm okay. The slow lap of water over my skin helped me focus. I concentrated on what Mom had told me to do when I got like this. Count out my breaths. Make sure the exhales match the inhales. Try to make each last a count of three, then four, then five. Five is fine, she always said. When you get to five, you know you're okay. What she meant was, if I could stretch out each breath to 5 seconds, then it was just my head that was convinced I was dying, not my lungs. Still, I thought about my inhaler. Zipped in the front pocket of my backpack. Was it time to grab it? I held off, breathing in and out instead, counting. Like usual, Mom was right. I flexed my fingers in the water, noticing for the first time the minnows racing around the stones and the sudden flush of swirling mud when a crawfish hid beneath a loose rock. Even though I felt better, relief over not actually dying sort of washed away the whole lost in the woods worry for the moment, I stayed put, searching for the bluish-gray crawfish in the settling water. It only took a few seconds for me to spot it creeping along, its oversized pincers outstretched. Quick as I could, I plunged my fingers into the stream to catch it. Its tail sent a swish of water between my fingers as it dashed away. You've gotta be a lot faster than that. The voice above me made me jerk, sending my already drenched knees slipping into the water. This time, the voice laughed. A tinkling sound. I rose to my feet, face burning, and squinted into the sunlit clearing to see who was talking. A huge boulder sat in the middle of the stream, and on top of it, her legs folded neatly beside her, perched an angel. Stupid thought, right? But I swear, the sun shone straight on her, making the top of her dark brown hair glimmer like a halo, and the yellowish boulder upon which she sat shine like gold. Oh man, had I been wrong? Maybe it hadn't been a panic attack.